two, one. Welcome to Amateur Opinions. This is your host, Deuce. Welcome back to the show. Another day, another episode. You already know what it is. Got my man, Tappy Tappy, back in the building.
What's up, man?
What's happening, bro?
I'm good, bro.
You're right?
Yeah.
That's good. Welcome back to the show. Actually, you know, this is a bit stretched. Let's just pull that a little bit.
A little bit this way.
Just the cable.
Yeah. Pull this way.
Exactly. Cool. I just don't want it to be tout, you know.
All right.
All right, perfect. So, dude, what's been happening, man? Any thoughts? Any interesting thoughts of late?
Yeah, I've been reflecting a little bit on last year. And I don't know about you in the audience listening, but most of us don't like to think about death. This is considered quite dark and macabre to be like, you know, we're going to die, right?
Mm.
Yeah, right. And people plan their lives as if they're going to live forever. Like, you know, that's when like people get like near-death experiences. Suddenly they're doing all the shit they've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right. And that actually ties into how Tappy Tappy started. Right. But I'll come back to that. So now if you're listening, I urge you to think a little bit about life and the urgency with which you should be living it, I think.
Okay.
Not should, but maybe consider living with, because not necessarily everyone's going to make it to retirement age, whatever that means to you. Right. I remember at work, someone was retiring in September. And he's talking, he's like, listen, I can't wait. Me and my wife are moving away. We're going to sell our property. Finally, when I start living.
Mm.
He died in April of that September.
Damn.
Bruh. After living a life of working towards that thing. And I'm like, ooh, yeah.
That makes you think.
Yeah. Like, are you living right now or are you existing so you can live?
Live later.
You know, like, the game hasn't started yet. You're just, like, loading credits or you... Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a reminder. It was like, quite a stark reminder. But then, so I've got a little brush with death myself. Last year, around April, like a lot of shit. Well, I should probably give a trigger warning, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's a polite thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a trigger warning. Please keep in mind, I'm all right right now. Everything's all good. I've readjusted to my life, etc., etc., etc. Don't worry about me. But we're gonna be talking about suicide.
Okay.
Right. So if that's not your vibe, I think turn off the podcast.
Well, but just let it play so that, because you don't want to mess up my stats. Just let it play. Just keep it on mute. How about that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But keep in mind, this is going to be a funny story about death.
Okay.
Right. This is not, or at least to me, is a funny story about death.
All right.
So in any case, April last year, around about, a lot of shit was going wrong in my life, or it wasn't ideal. Right, so I had like family things going on, I had work things going on, I had personal like relationship things going on, and yeah, life was just a bit too heavy.
Right? Yeah.
And if you're out there and you don't think depression is a real thing, yeah, it's a pretty real thing, right? And I'd always been that person, was always cheerful, like, life is grand, bruh, what the fuck? Just smile, you know, like be happy, you know, everyone has... that you can take charge of your own happiness and destiny. Like,
I mean, I'm even surprised too, because of what you just said.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because you know,
I've known you for like, how long, bro?
A long time.
Long time.
At least like 12, 15
years. At least,
Right. So, in any case, one morning I wake up, I don't know if you remember, early on in April this year, there was like all that rain and flooding, especially in KZN, right? So it was like similar weather pattern in Cape Town last year in April. It had been like a week of just like shittiness. Mm. So I think that added to it as well. You know that thing, do you know about sad?
Sad, no.
Yeah, it's like seasonal, what? Shit. Seasonal something depression. So it's like people who live like in Norway and they get like sunlight 3 days out of the year or some shit.
Mm.
And it's just like blue and gray and like wet. So people from those spaces often get, so the sads.
Okay.
I think it's like seasonal affliction of depression. I can't remember.
Okay.
But basically it's like a, based on where they're living and the way that they are alone is enough to get people sad. So I think that added to the little mix as well.
Mm.
But so one morning I woke up, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this life, bro. I'm out. This is not working out. Right? Yeah. And so...
Wait, just quickly. Yeah. So you said you woke up, you hadn't been contemplating it a lot all along, or just like one day you wake up, you're like, you know what, actually...
Oh, I've always felt like if I died, it's okay.
Okay.
Right. Like one of those, if I died and I knew, I don't believe in the afterlife or whatever, but let's say I had some sort of awareness of my death, I'll look back, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I think I've had a good life.
Right.
But I'm not pro-life, I'm not pro-death. I'm just like, yeah, whatever happens, happens. I won't be like, but don't kill yourself. Nah, I'm not that person.
Okay.
I can understand that sometimes it seems like the only way to go. Death seems like the only option.
Okay. And
if you feel that way, I have no stake in it. That's your choice.
Mm.
You know? Because people often center themselves around someone else's death to say, no, but why would you want to leave us? Why would you do this to me?
It's not about why are you doing this to yourself. It's about like, you're going to leave your mom.
Your mom, that kind of shit. I think a lot of people even, some people haven't done it because they think about other people and the destruction going to leave behind them, right? But in any case,
okay.
So maybe that month leading up to that moment, I had been thinking about it, but not in the sense I was going to do it, but I was like, it would be nice if I died.
Mm.
In that kind of way. Then that morning I just woke up and really things had just like gotten to the breaking point. Everything just like ultimately like made this nice hurricane. You know, like Trump's Alabama hurricane. It was really like full coverage.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was like, yeah, nah, this is it, right? So I was like, oh, I'm the rope guy. I'm going to make a fucking noose, right?
I'm a pro at this.
Yeah, I know a few things about rope. So I Googled how to make a noose. I was like, well, that's straightforward. I can make that knot. No worries. But I'm also a scientist, right? So I went to work. No, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the lab and get a chemical, right? So let me do some Googling to find out what kind of chemicals I can use to do
now this. Now you're having fun with it.
Yeah. I was very thorough, bro. I'm being very thorough, right? What are my options here? Right. So
problem solving, bro.
You gotta have redundancies in place, right? Because it's a difficult thing to survive, and you have to deal with the fact that you survived. Right? So I was like, I don't want to have to survive.
Right.
It's almost like being in a bike crash, and then everything's gone besides just your brain can work, right? And some people live like that, and imagine it's a very difficult life. But I don't think I would want to live like that, right?
To make sure.
Yeah. So I'm firmly don't want to be resuscitated if I ever end up in a crash because I ride a motorcycle, obviously.
Mm.
So in any case, I do my research. I get the name of the chemical. I even calculate the concentration. How many grams will I need for 100 milliliters? And I was in Woodstock. Then I drove to Stellenbosch to the university where I work.
Mm.
And what happens now? On the way there, I'm driving very, not recklessly, but indifferent to everyone around me. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to overtake now. I got a few traffic speeding fines. Like,
I was like joke's on you.
Bruh. So I'm just like, yeah, and I'm out, right? So what's the worst that could happen? They're going to find me then what? Yeah. Right, I'm out. I get to work. I weigh out my powder. I dissolve it. But this is the funny part, right? The scientist in me can't stop there. So in the lab, we do something called filter sterilization, where you have a really, really fine filter and you have a syringe, then you pass a liquid through that filter. It comes on the side. It's clean as fuck. Nothing get cleaner than that.
Okay.
Right. So even in all that, I'm still being very careful and methodical. And now I got my clean solution sterile because I don't want to be poisonous. I die. Right. What the fuck? I don't want to get an infection.
That's not a good look. Clean.
Yeah. So it's like there's no bacteria, there's nothing, just the solution in the water.
Mm.
So the chemical powder dissolved in the water to make that solution. Then I get my syringe, a clean one, because I'm responsible.
Yeah.
Like the needle, sorry. So the syringe, the plastic syringe, and the needle for the syringe, because I was going to do it intravenously.
Oh, okay.
Right. Technical terms. So this is now the Sunday, right? So remember, up to the Saturday, the weather's been really shit.
Yeah.
This is a gorgeous day.
The Sunday.
It's a beautiful fucking day, bruh. The skies are blue. And it's that moment where everyone's like, we're Brian today, bruh. Today we're Brian, right? And I get home. I got my rope. I make my noose. I got my syringe solution. I got the syringe itself, the needle. And on our property, because it's been raining so much, the foliage was quite dense. So there's
the
a nice...
The foliage what?
Foliage, the what's trees, that? Shrubbery okay. and shit, yeah.
Right.
Foliage. Okay. I'm being... Parlez-vous français?
This man studied freaking plants.
So
okay.
The foliage.
Oh, that's what she meant. Okay.
So it's quite dense, right? So if you're within the trees, you can see out, but people can't see in.
Yeah.
And literally about 20 meters away from me, my neighbor's Brian, and he's got friends over. They're having a good time. I can hear them having a good time. And I'm just like, yeah, I want to die. We've got a stream, or like a river actually, on the other side of our fence. That's maybe 30 meters away. I can hear kids playing in the water. Everyone's having it. It's a really fucking great day. People have been waiting. And obviously, because it's been raining, the river is full. People are swimming. It's fucking lekker. And I can see the dogs on the property chasing like imaginary squirrels and shit. Guinea fowl. It's just a nice fucking day.
Yeah.
Right? But this one person is having a really shitty life.
Yeah.
A really shitty moment. Right? So now I've done everything. And these are the days I was still on Twitter as a personal entity. So my business is on Twitter, but I don't engage anyone. I just post shit and I move on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Twitter, really.
Mm-hmm.
For one of the reasons, because Twitter led me to the moment as well. Because
mm-hmm.
Twitter can be, if you're in a dark place, you go deeper on Twitter. Right? It goes dark.
Rabbit hole.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And you find like-minded people or people who just like looking to stir shit. And they're like, nah, fuck that motherfucker. Kill them dead. So I sent like a very cryptic goodbye message. I was like, oh, it's been nice knowing you. I hope you have a nice life. Right? Then I posted it. I'm like, I'm out. Deuces.
That's your note.
Yeah, that was my note, right? But okay. If someone saw it, they would like, oh, he's stopping Twitter now. Mm. It wasn't like, I'm going to kill myself now, guys.
Yeah. It would be one of those retrospect, like, flip me, tweeted
this.
This
was the moment.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
How did we not know? Because you're not psychic.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. And you don't really know the people you know online unless you know them in real life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because we all present a certain kind of person. So I get the syringe, right? This is one part I didn't research because I thought I got it. I was like, I've been injected before.
Mm-hmm.
I've had samples taken. I've had put in. I'll be right. I can work it out. Put the syringe in. You can actually still see the mark on my arm here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I put the syringe in and then just blood everywhere, right? Because obviously I'm going the wrong fucking direction. I don't know if I even find the fucking vein. I found something else. Something is popping off. And now I'm just acutely aware of the pain of this thing. It's just burning. This chemical is just burning, right? And now my muscle is kind of just dying, like spazzing, like nothing's happening anymore. I'm just like, right? I'm like, oh, cuck, this is sore, brother. I'm out. All right. let's drink
the solution. Worse than life. No, I'm kidding.
Worse than life. So I'm like, what? Let me just drink the solution in the hopes that it'll still do the thing I thought it would do. Right, so I remove this needle, just down it, right? My noose is already on, so then I just jump off, right? But, right, so this is why I say it's a funny fucking story. The measurements I did were based on jumping off, let's say on the left side of the tree, and I jumped off on the right side, and the tree was on a slope. So I immediately landed on the ground.
Right?
So you've jumped, you're like, okay, this is it. Then you're like, ah. It's like, technical difficulties, right? I was like, fuck, right? So now the needle thing has not worked out, the redundant step has not worked out. Fuck.
Clearly, you suck at the suicide
thing. I'll get back to the analysis, the post suicide analysis.
Okay.
Right? But
okay.
Speaking of sucking at suicide, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I have to get back up the tree and tighten the rope, obviously. But now, remember, my arm is limp. It's not doing anything anymore. So I have to climb up the tree one-handed, kind of, basically. Right? And there's noose around my neck and all these logistics. And I'm in pain, right? And obviously, the chaos of it all that's happening in your mind. But the chaos is around the logistics. It's not around the death. I'm still like, this is a good thing to do. I think we're there. I'm very zen in that regard. There are no doubts. It's just like, oh, fuck, it doesn't work. Let's try something else, right? I climb back up and do the rope, then reflex adjust, right? Then I jump off, and this time I do it right, but the height isn't high enough to snap my neck, but it's enough that I'm hanging now, and I'm just like literally like sort of strange fruit, black body swinging in the southern breeze, you know, that kind of vibe, like literally like a lynching kind of situation where you just like just off a horse kind of vibe. And I'm like, this was so painful. Right. It's all working out. And I'm choking out, right? But I'm like, this doesn't feel nice.
Yeah.
Now the overwhelming feeling is like, actually, I'm just in pain.
Yeah.
And that feeling of like, sort of zen, I've made the right choice. Finally, I'm done with this world. Never came. You know, like life flashed before your eyes and blah, 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 blah. None of that ever came. Right? It was just like, oh, this is fucking painful. Right? You're aware of this pain. Yeah, we're aware of this throttle.
How did it feel on the neck? Was it just, you just couldn't breathe?
You can't breathe, and it's also, the noose is very intelligent design. The more you hang, the tighter it gets. So progressively, it's getting worse and worse and worse, right? So then I was like, yeah, nah, we're done, bro. Then I had to climb back up again.
So how did you do that?
Up the fucking rope.
Oh, you can do. Oh, that's why they tie them. Like when it's a proper, you tie your hands.
Yeah, because you've got enough slack.
Yes.
You can lift yourself up. And also I was hugging the tree with my leg, the tree trunk itself, the main trunk, you know, like doing whatever I can to climb back up. Because I couldn't undo it because it's cinched in there. Right? To the point, actually, I had rope burn around my neck for the longest time. Right. Then I was like,
at least you have the excuse that you do bondage, right?
I don't do that kind of bondage. That's an extreme sport. Okay. So then I climb on top of the tree. I'm like, fuck, I need to delete that tweet now. Right. Because clearly it's not working out. So now I've realized death isn't the answer I thought it would be for me. And also, it's not an easy thing to do to yourself. So I was like, yeah, we're not doing this again. Yeah, this is not a vibe, friend. And so now I have to undo all the things I've done up to this point, right? So one of the things that I had avoided doing was there was an experiment due at work the next day, right? That I was meant to have done on the Friday.
Because I'm not doing that shit.
And so I was like, I'll do it on Sunday. And then Sunday I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit. That's your problem.
Now you're completely fine with not doing it, yeah.
Yeah, so now I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to do that fucking experiment as well. Fuck, shit, fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay. And now I go into the house and the first thing I do is I have lunch. Right, because I'm fucking tired. Right, this all has been like maybe 5 minutes of the syringe, the jumping, the retying, the jumping, very, very like high intensity interval training kind of shit.
Yeah,
right? Like, yeah. So I'm just like ravenous. I go into the house, I have my food, then I take a nap. I'm like, yeah, maybe the chemical will kick in while I nap. Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, because you drank it.
Yeah, so I drank it, right? And now my muscles are cramping and twitching, and all every time something happens, you think this is the moment that it's kicking in. And then, yeah, I took my nap and woke up. I'm like, we're still here, bro. The fuck? Right. So there was one part that was like, if I die in my sleep, okay, that would be nice because that would be peaceful. But if I wake up, actually, I'm still okay waking up. Right. So now I got this scar and tomorrow is back to work. I have to explain the scar. But luckily the next day I was back to shitty weather again. So then I was wearing my scarf. It was fine. I had my earphones on the whole time. I didn't really speak to anyone. I was like dealing with my own shit. And then I was going for therapy for like a year up to that point. So I didn't go for therapy that day because I knew it was going to come up. I was going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Right? And I knew they went to then hospitalize me or whatever, you know, like put you on suicide watch,
yeah.
That kind of vibe. And for myself, actually, I was very clear that, yeah, no, this is not going to happen again. Right. No matter how shitty things get, I don't think I can do this. I'm not strong enough to do that. And that takes a, I don't think people know about this, but it takes an intense amount of courage.
Respect,
yeah. Oh man, it takes a lot to think about it and seek out ways of doing it and then dying. As hard as their life was and as cowardice as you may think it was to walk away from their life, that's probably the bravest thing they've ever fucking done. It's not a joke, bruh. So now, then I ignored therapy for like 2 weeks and then I went back on the third week. I'm like, listen, before I said, okay, let me tell you what happened. And the reason I didn't come is I knew I was fine, but you wouldn't believe me, right? So I want you to come back after a period of time has gone by where it's very clear that actually I'm coming back to my usual self. I still wasn't fine. Let's not joke around, for sure. I still wasn't fine, but I knew I wouldn't try that again, right? But I'm still quite happy to die. Let me be clear. I'm still quite happy to die, but I'm also quite happy to live. I'm just like, yeah, whatever's happening is happening. Yeah.
Which is basically what life is anyway.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, some people want to live forever. Like, think about cryogenics and...
You
like,
can want to, fair enough.
Oh, but you mean the practical reality?
Yeah, the reality is...
You're going to be alive, you're going to be dead.
Oh, but I guess the difference is, like you said, you're fine with it. And others aren't quite.
Yeah. But the people, I definitely want to stay alive forever, ever. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went back to therapy. I did it for maybe a few more months after that. But then... So this is in April. Then in end of May, I went on holiday to Indonesia. So I had a lot of time to think when I was on holiday. Then my grandmother passed away in June. So when I came back, I went home to Zim.
Yeah.
And I stayed after the funeral as well. And I thought about things again. You know, like, actually, am I happy with this existence? Right? There's a reason why I got to a point where I wanted to kill myself. What are the reasons? So then I found reasons and I had to tackle each reason. And it basically was about eliminating those issues. I saw one of them was like deleting Twitter. The other one was my grandmother passed away and was part of the stress. So now she was gone. And I was stressed, not because she was dying, I was stressed because she was living this really shitty
life. Oh, she was sick.
She was sick, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she was living not a shitty life, but she was no longer enjoying her life. That's
painful.
Yeah, you know. So her dying was like fucking great. Right? She gets to Which rest. Is a weird thing for people to hear. But I was like, yeah, nah, she needs to go.
She gets to rest, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she was also like, I need to fucking go. Right. And resolve some of my family drama, some of the relationship drama things, and work. I just decided for myself, I can't throw my essence into work like this, right? Because we're conditioned from a very young age that you grow up and you get a career, right? And it's part of your identity. That's what you're living to do, right? Which is great if the thing that you're doing is actually something you want to do versus you have a job, right? Like, so to me, being a scientist is a job, but I have a scientific mind. I'm curious about things. I experiment a lot. And I enjoy it more when I'm doing it out of the constraints of a job.
Mm.
Right. So it got to the point where it was no longer rewarding. So now then I just like, okay, let's agree that science now is just a job until this contract is done versus it's something to throw your... So if things don't work out, don't take it personally. If the boss is being shit, don't take it personally. It's just a fucking job, bro. I'm out. Right. Because I was putting myself into it, and any critique of your work is a critique of yourself, which are very two different things. Yeah. So I resolved some of those issues as well. But the best thing that came out of it was Tapi Tapi. Right. That's how Tapi Tapi started, because I was like, actually, I want to be doing the things that I want to be doing. Right. And what are those things? Then I realized one of those things is part of my struggle as an African is my self-esteem around being an African is really shit, as are a lot of other Africans, because the world, or certainly the Western world, tells us our things are not as important unless they put a spin on it. So like if you think about superfoods, right? Someone came along, I want a water, and spinach or pumpkin leaves, it's a superfood. Mm. Suddenly it's this glamorous thing that you can't afford to buy anymore.
Yeah.
But we've been eating pumpkin leaves since I was a kid.
Forever, yeah.
Right? You know, and generations and generations, or like millet, blah, blah, blah.
Is that mbora?
Mbora, yeah, 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 yeah. So I realize what I want to focus on is helping people get in touch with their own identities and realize that their identities are really important, and their belief systems are really important, their cultural practices are really important, and they're not necessarily better than anything else out there, but they're equally valuable, you know. And that's why I started that company. Initially it's about food, because food is a big part of our identity, how we celebrate, how we mourn, how we grieve, how we heal, how we identify, like, oh, look at the weird kid with kimchi.
Mm.
Everyone else is having ham and cheese, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a very alienating topic as well. And so out of this really, really fucked up and hilarious suicide attempt, right, a lot of good came from it, right? So for me, it's not a bad memory. It's not a bad experience. I learned a lot from it. Obviously, there's always better ways to learn lessons. This may not have been the healthiest way to learn that lesson, but certainly I don't shy away from it, and I don't shy away from talking about it. And it doesn't make me any less of a person, you know, because I think often people who survive suicide feel really shitty about that they try to do this, and now everyone knows this disgusting, useless person.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to quit the game, and I'm like, nah, it didn't work out. Life is not all pretty rainbows and sunshine, and I'm still me. Yeah, you know, but now actually a lot more positive things have happened since that moment. Right now, I've got a very firm direction of where I want to take my life, and the things I want to do with my time and the people I surround myself with, you know. So it was a hectic introspection moment as well, yeah. Like, take stock of what matters kind of vibes, yeah.
Okay, and out of curiosity, so you drank that potion, right?
Mm.
And then, did you, like, have... You said your muscles were cramping.
Mm.
Is that the only thing that happened?
That's the most dramatic thing that happened, is I got cramps.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think that was just from the physical exertion of trying to climb up the tree twice.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with the chemical.
Wait, so the chemical wasn't potent. Well, where did you get the formula for that? Was it?
The Googles. Google. The Googles, yeah.
Okay. And they claimed that it would...
No, it's a known chemical that's used to kill people all the time.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But the trick was, it's got to go through the vein.
And then it goes all the way.
Yeah, because it's a neurotransmitter blocker. So it just like basically shuts down everything. Okay. You can't breathe. All the things that happen automatically, you can't breathe. Your blood struggles a bit. The brain struggles a bit until you just kind of die.
And how long does it take?
I didn't find out.
Did you find out if it was painful?
No. Oh. I just wondered, like, no, would I remember hearing about this chemical. Would it fix the problem? Yes. Okay.
Weren't you scared it was going to be painful?
Which is why it was Juul.
Mm. Right? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, it's a counter, like, just in case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I see.
The rope part.
Primary was rope.
No, primary was the needle.
Oh, okay.
But the rope was not, it was not secondary. It was just the next thing in the sequence of events. Mm. It was definitely going to happen.
Mm.
But obviously, I couldn't hang myself first and then inject myself. That would be weird.
Like, okay, I'm done hanging.
Of all these things, this is the weird part, Ben.
That's the only weird part.
Yeah. So, okay. I think it's important to then reflect on this and say, we're laughing about this and it's quite a lighthearted conversation, but it's a serious conversation as well. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't take it lightly that people are navigating their lives with facing mental health challenges, right? I don't take that lightly at all. But I try not to give this that much power over helping other people for argument's sake, because some people won't share, and it's your right not to share or to share, right? I'm comfortable sharing this story because I know someone who hear it, and for a fact, I know someone who hear it and they'll identify. Mm-hmm. There's just no way human beings are doing the best they can in a really shitty world, right? And it's important that people realize, I think for the most part, everyone is struggling to some extent about something. Right, it's not just the gram and the nice things, pop-up events, and hoo ha ha ha. When you sing by yourself, a lot of people are just like, fuck, this is quite tough, right? And it's okay, because life is not easy,
no.
But I think it's important to talk about it. So reach out to people and talk to folks. You can go to counseling centers. And not to say I'm trying to stop you from killing yourself, but I'm saying maybe you don't have to try and kill yourself, because actually there's something else that can be addressed, you can deal with, that's actually the issue, and quite a small issue if you figure it out, you know, and you can fix it. And if you're on the other side listening and you're like, but why would someone try to kill themselves? I think have a little bit more, try to get some perspective and empathy and compassion, because we're not all made from the same stuff, you know, and it's not all a matter of, some people have that attitude where I can just like, it's going to happen. I can attract things into my life. I can do what, if I say I'm going to do something, it's going to work out. So if I say I'm depressed, that's a joke. I'm not depressed. I'm happy. And then they become happy. And then whether that's a delusion or that's their real life or not.
That's kind of me, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I was that person. And I think I still am. Mm. Things work out. I don't really stress too much about shit. Mm-hmm. And because I don't have control over most things. So things just happen and they happen. If they're not going to happen, I don't worry about it. You know? But I was in a very specific moment where everything just went horribly wrong. Right? So even if you're that kind of person, you think life is really hunky-dory and it's always perfect, there could be a moment where things go really, really, really wrong. And I think it's important to remember, even like speaking to your friends helps sometimes, like get some perspective or even just some support. Someone, oh shit, no, I get that, man. That's exactly how I feel, you know. But I'm trying this, I'm trying that. You can get solutions from peers that have a personal experience around that versus someone in office just, okay, how do you feel about that? You know, that works as well. But if someone has never tried to kill themselves, for instance, they have an approximate understanding of that situation, which is why they can say, how could you try to kill yourself?
Yeah.
Right. They can't really get into that mindset because in their world, that's just not a possibility.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not an option. Mm,
yeah. So I encourage people to talk to other people about this kind of shit, yeah. And the same way you talk about last night or the sports, whatever. You got to take care of that mental health and all the other things that feed into your mental health as well. Like maybe spend less time on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, on your phone. Because you're taking a lot of bad vibes all the time. And Of course, it's going to stack up. If you're going to eat McDonald's every day, I don't know, are we going to get banned on the internet? Right? If you eat junk food all the time,
yeah,
the system is going to collapse. That's a fact, right? If you take in junk in terms of your mind, the system same will collapse. Yeah. Yeah.
So at that moment, you're about to kill yourself. Do you think anyone could have talked you out of it?
No, I'm a pretty straightforward person. So if I make a choice, I make a choice.
Because that's another thing where, like, I have a mate of mine who killed himself a few months ago.
Mm.
And, even my cousin, I've had people who've done that. And a lot of people will say, like, I wish I had, you know, texted him. Maybe. Yeah, and
if I'd known.
Yeah, but sometimes it might not actually have helped. So you can't beat yourself up for it. But obviously, it would have been cool, just in case. So
yeah, so 2 points there, right? We often look at other people's death as our problem, right? So we insert ourselves into that situation. Oh, my grandmother passed away. I'm so sorry, Glenn, right? Which is a nice, gentle thing to do for the person they're grieving, right? But also, maybe she wanted to die, right? So instead of, why are you doing this to me? Why are you killing yourself when I still want to be your friend? When I would have been sad with you gone, right? Try and understand why they would want to kill themselves. And, oh, actually, I see it now. I'm being selfish. Maybe you should have killed yourself. Mm. Right. And that's not me saying I'm pro suicide or I'm pro staying alive, but it's not as simple as just saying don't kill. It's like something like abortion, right? Most people agree abortion at 8 months, right? But at 3 months, right? Mm. But let's say most people. Some people will say there's a certain time point where abortion is okay, sometime it's not okay, right? And I think there's a context where suicide is okay, and there's a context where suicide is not okay, right? And that context would depend on you as the individual. So that's point number one, is please try and empathize with people while they make that choice, and don't center yourself in that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And second point is, sometimes talking to the person is important, not to stop them and not to try and save them, like that sort of savior mentality. I don't think that's the right way to do it for myself personally. But sometimes people just want someone to listen and really understand what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's far more impactful than me trying to make sure you don't kill yourself. And then I'm coming to your house, I'm sleeping over, and I'm going to watch you, you know. And now, like 2 months after the fact, people are still phoning, are you okay? Are you still feeling suicidal? And people are being delicate around me and walking on eggshells because, you know, I'm this fragile person now. And I think that kind of makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I don't know about you, but when someone dies, for me, let's say someone you know dies, someone close to you, right? I actually normally just give people space, right? Because I know in that week or 2 weeks, everyone's on your ass. I'm so sorry. I just heard.
Become another person.
It's just too much, right? But there's going to be a moment where suddenly you are alone and you're quiet again and things are fucking bubbling and now that's actually a more vulnerable moment for me than in the moment of the funeral. You're just on autopilot, you're running logistics.
Mm.
You're not really grieving at that point. So I would then reach out after the fact. Like, okay, listen, how are you doing? Do you anything you want to talk about? You know, that kind of thing, yeah. So instead of that pressure, like, are they going to try to do it again today? You know, like, now you're on eggshells because of you think I'm going to do it again. And yeah, you're not really supporting the person you just... tense about how you're going to feel about it.
Look, I'm glad you're fine now. I'm glad you...
Fine is a strong word.
I'm glad you're alive.
I'm alive and existing.
I'm glad you're alive and existing. You know, selfishly too, because I do enjoy your company and all that stuff, and your food and your Instagrams and all that stuff. Yeah. But on a serious note, though, like... it's great that you're still here.
You brought up something real quick. Do I still have a little bit of time?
Well, no, but okay. Not quite. But yeah, you can just like...
it's weird, right? When someone dies and you have their WhatsApp number and you have their Facebook, yeah, blah, blah. I remember seeing my grandmother's name on my WhatsApp chats. I had to delete it because it's like going to their house and they're not there.
Yeah.
Right? It's creepy as shit. Like you show up for the first time at my grandmother's house and she's not there. I have no business being here.
It's so
weird. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for sharing such a typically vulnerable story.
Mm.
Appreciate it. And yeah, let's keep at it, man. Let's keep at it, bro.
Sweet, cool.
If you die, that's you die. Funny. If you don't, yeah. Let's keep.
We're all going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, these are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, leave it. Peace out.
Cheers.